Welcome to Returning to Play and Happiness. My name is Craig, and I will be your guide throughout this program. What happened to play? How did we lose a connection to the instinctual knowledge that we have about the importance of play? What happened to our playtime? What happened to the connection between play and our happiness? When we began to take life so seriously, is that when we began to lose the link between play and our happiness? When I was a kid, I didn't have to think about happiness. Happiness was the state of my life because I was playing all the time. My day was filled with hours of play, and I was happy. Play could be anything in which you found yourself having a good time. It was with your best friends. It was running and jumping, and it was skipping rope, and it was hitting a ball, and it was shooting baskets, and it was swimming and running along the creek or rolling around in the grass in the park. And you felt happy. My dear friends and I created this program to share with you some of the things that we learned over the course of our lives to better deal with the issues that we all face in our search for that secret weapon, that tool, that program, that technique that could help us feel better. We were amazed to find the body of scientific research that reminded us of something we all already know that can make us feel better. That's something that we've all known since we were children, that comes naturally. Simply stated, it's the power of play, not just for children, but adults at play as well. We believe that play is one of the missing links to finding happiness as adults. Play has been scientifically proven to create significant benefits throughout a lifetime, including the ability to continue learning. Studies have shown that play has physiological benefits that serve us well as adults. Play provides a biological benefit, just as sleep does. Play increases the size of the brain, and studies have shown that species with the largest brains survive longer. Play stimulates the amygdala, which controls emotions. It also promotes prefrontal cortex development, which is where building of knowledge and understanding take place. Play improves our ability to work productively and creatively. It increases openness to change and provides a sense of purpose in our lives. Play is, in fact, the oldest form of learning known to the human race. Society has reinforced the message that playing is for children, and that it is childish and silly for adults to waste time playing. Society has told us there are other things, that if we achieve them, if we attain them, we'll feel happier. I bought into the messages reinforced in advertising and the media and television programs and music and movies about what would make me happier. The new car, the faster car, the better car, the clothes, the house, the vacations, the people, the image, the look, the status. Oftentimes, the things I was pursuing left me feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and finally hollow, empty, lonely, and sad. If you can relate to any of these things, you'll understand why my friends and I created this program. Have you ever met anyone who didn't want to feel happier? Ask yourself the question, what would make you happier? Take a second and think about that question. If your answer sounds like any of these, a new house, a new car, more money, more time, a relationship, having a baby, losing weight, you're in for a big surprise. I'm here to tell you that there is proven scientific evidence that those things don't make us happier. When I read about the scientific evidence about what would make me happier, I was both shocked and relieved. I was shocked that I had spent so much time working so hard, feeling so overwhelmed and stressed out, and to find out that I wasn't going to feel happier was shocking. But what was a relief is when I read that it was entirely under my control. I could feel happier if I just began to play, if I just intentionally undertook a few activities, I could substantially feel happier. We often think that the solution must be complicated, that it must be difficult, but it wasn't until unlocking the body of scientific evidence and being reminded that as a child, I already knew I could be happy when I played, that I began to understand I knew inside naturally what I needed to do to feel happier, and that was returning to play as an adult. When you think back to a moment in your childhood, you think about the best times, those times when you were enjoying an experience with your family, when you were playing with your friends, when you were doing something fun, and you connect to the feeling that you were experiencing in that moment, and then you relate it to how you feel today, you can begin to get a glimpse of what happiness really means. You begin to understand that happiness, joy, that lighthearted feeling isn't connected to a new car. It's not connected to a bigger house or more money or a different boss or a different job. It's connected to something that's simple and easy. When you were a child and you felt that joy, that exhilaration, that thrill and fun of the things you were doing with your friends and your family, they weren't tied to objectives like bigger houses and money. They came from being in the moment, from the people you were with and the activities, the fun activities, the play that you were doing. When we talk about returning to play and happiness, we're talking about connecting to those things, to those feelings. What were you doing when you felt the happiest? Over the course of your life, when you think back about those moments, those activities, the things you were doing that made you happier than you can imagine, what were you doing? If you're like most people, I bet some of those memories are of times when you were playing. And if I ask you to think about how you were feeling when you were playing with your best friends, when you were doing something fun, something rewarding, something that just made you feel good, you would tell me you felt happy. Those feelings are still available for you today. You may be one of those people who is already active. You may do other fun activities with friends, but you may have as an intention in your mind another objective than just having fun. Oftentimes, it's winning if you're playing a sporting activity or organized sports. Or oftentimes, it could be completing a project. Or if you're playing a board game, your intention may be to win. What's important to remember when you introduce play back into your life is that you connect with the intention you had when you played as a child. When we played as a child, we didn't have an intention other than to have fun, to feel good, to be happy. That's part of the concept of returning play to our lives as adults. We don't need the pressure or objective or intention of winning, of doing something to a particular degree of skill or capacity, or completing something. We simply need to undertake that fun activity to play anything that makes us feel good, feel happier. More memories are going to come to the surface. More experiences and friends that you shared those times with will become more evident, more prominent for you. And as you connect into those moments, you're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel better. Sure, to begin with, I felt uncomfortable. I felt weird. I wasn't sure I wanted anyone to see me. But once I did, and I began to play, I did remember those times when I was a child. I remembered how happy, how carefree, how lighthearted I felt. And in that moment, as an adult, I felt better. I felt happier. And more importantly, that feeling stayed with me. It didn't end when I went back to my desk. It didn't end even the next day or the day after that. As I thought about playing as an adult, I immediately smiled to myself. I immediately felt that same happy feeling from the day before and from when I was a child. And that energy filled me and it helped to relieve me of some of the stress I felt. It helped me feel happier. Play should be the most purposeless activity we pursue. It's instinctive, intuitive, and natural. No one has to teach a puppy or a kitten or a child how to play. Our brains are hardwired for play. In fact, evolution has selected play in both humans and animals because it's advantageous for survival. In the animal kingdom, play is about developing fit bodies, honing survival skills, practicing social and emotional skills, learning to cooperate, learning to be vulnerable, and learning to trust one another.
According to Dr. Stuart Brown, a leading expert in the area of play
is any apparently purposeless activity that you do for fun. It's voluntary. It has an inherent attraction to you. When you're engaged in that state of play, all concepts of time disappear. Both in the same moment, time stands still and it flies by because you have no concept of time. Those things that we commonly pay attention to, those things that occupy our mind, like how much time is left, how much time do I have, I don't have enough time, disappear, just like our self-consciousness. When we're worried about how we look, when we're worried about what we're wearing, when we worry about what kind of body we have, when we worry about whether or not we are good enough, when we play, when we enter that altered state of playing for the sheer fun of it, we lose all sense of self-consciousness, and time just flies by. There is one simple, basic, instinctive thing hardwired in our brain that we can do to feel better, to feel happier, and that's play. Click the link below to continue.